Yeah, Mishnah is Masechta Bava Metzia. We're up to Periches. Mishnah Aleph. Hashoyeles Haporo. If you borrow a cow, Vishoa Bolehimo, and you also borrow to use the owner also, like you borrow both the cow and the owner, Oy Sochar Bolehimo, or else you hire the owner of the cow to work for you, or else Shoyeles Bahabolim. You borrow the owner of the cow. You ask the owner of the cow, please come and help you out. Or else you hire him. That you tell the owner, I'll pay you money, please come and work for me. And then later, after you hire the owner or is working for you, you now go and borrow the poro from him. And the poro dies by you. Potter, hear you, Potter. Even though regularly a shomer shel is chayiv anointin, he's only potter of his mesa machas malocha. And here we say it's potter even though it dies by itself. What's the reason? Shenam, because the pasuk says, in bol of imoy lo yishalim, a new ptur by a shomer shel, that if the owner is with you, if the owner of the poro is working for the shel, so then if it dies, the shomer is potter. Pasuk says, in bol of imoy lo yishalim. Abba, what's going to be? Sure, less apora. First, you went and borrowed the cow. V'yachakach, sure, less abolim. And first, later, the owner is working by you. You asked him to help you out. Or you're paying him to work for you. V'meis, and then the cow dies by the shomer, chayif. Shenema, because the pasuk says, bol of enimoy, shalem yishalem. If the owner is not with the shomer, then the shomer has to pay, even though it's an einus. That's the loch, shel is chayif anointin. And the Gemara comes out that the pshat from our Mishnah is that the main thing is totally at the time when the shomer took it, when the shomer became a shoal on the poro, if the owner was working or hired by the shomer, then the shomer has the ptur in bol of imoy. Even though later on b'shas it died, the owner is not working anymore, we don't care. The main thing is that the owner was working at the time when you borrowed the cow. Whereas the opposite way, let's say at the time when you borrowed the cow, the owner was not working for you, even though later on at the time when the cow died, the owner was working for you, still you'd be chayiv. And the Gemara also says that this p'tur is not only by a shoyel, but it applies to all dalet shomrim, even by a shomer socha, by a shomer chinam. If the owner is there with the shomer when the shomer becomes a shomer, the halacha is the shomer is potter even on pshia. Not only is he potter on oinus, but he's even potter on pshia. Even though it's his fault, why something happened to it, still if the owner was with him at the time when he took this parah to become a shomer, he'll be potter. That's called in bol of imoy lo yishalim. Mishnah Beis, hasheles a parah, somebody borrows a parah. Sholo chatzi hayoyim, uschora chatzi hayoyim. Half a day you borrowed it, and the second half of the day you're renting it, you're going to have to pay for it. You borrowed it for today, and the next day, tomorrow, you rented it. The next day, you're shomer socha. Today, you're only a shoyel. Socher achas v'shol achas. Let's say you rented one, and one you borrowed. V'mesa. And now, one cow died. And it's a machlekes between the shomer and the owner. Hamash shulomer, the owner says, shulomesa. It was the cow that I lent you died. Therefore, yechayiv. And also, b'yoyim shoyse shulamesa, it died on the day that I borrowed, that I lent it to you. Not on the day that you hired it, that you paid me for it, but on the day that I lent it to you, therefore, yechayiv. And also, b'shor shoyse shulamesa, like in the first case, where chatzia yem you were shoyl half a day, you were a seicher, so the owner says that it died the first half of the day that you were a shoyl, and therefore, yechayiv to pay me. V'aloi Omer, and the shomer answers back and says, "Any yodeya, I'm not sure when it died." So locha is chayiv. That's the locha that bori v'shemo bori yodif. And the Gemara comes out that even though we paskin that bori v'shemo lav bori yodif, you cannot be moitzi mamin. So the Gemara says that our Mishnah is talking about kugoyin sheyes esik shua b'neim. We're talking about that he has to swear anyway. And therefore, since he has to swear anyway, mitoch shen yochel ishova mishalim. Since he tainted any yodeya, and on this he cannot swear, therefore he has to pay. So as the Mishnah says, "Valuim any yodeya is chayiv haseicher is chayiv." Now, Ha'saych ha'roimer, what's going to be if the one that rented it said, Schura Mesa, listen, the one that died was the cow that I rented. And b'yom shayse schur mesa, or else the other case that it died at the day that I rented from you, and therefore I'm a shayim mesacher and potter anointin. And also in the first case, like b'shor shayse schur mesa, that it died the second half of the day, the time of the day that I rented it. Therefore I'm only a shayim mesacher and I'm potter. V'aloyimer, and the owner rents back and says any yodeya, I'm not sure when it died. Then for sure potter. Then we believe the Shemer, and the Shemer is Potter. He has the right to say it died. When he was a Shemer Socher, Shemer Socher was Potter on Einzin. What about Ze'oi Meshula v'Ze'oi Meshchayra? The owner says it died at the time when you were a Shoyal, and the Shemer says, no, it died at the time when I rented it from you. So it's like Bori or Bori. So the Mishnah says, Yishovar ha-Soicher she'eschura mesa. The Soicher is supposed to swear that he knows for sure it died at the time when he was on Yishem HaSachar. And therefore he's Potter. What about Zeloimer and Yudeya? Zem and Yudeya? Yachleiko. Let's say they both say they're not sure exactly when the Parah died. Then there'll be a Lach of Yachleiko. We would split it. Because Mamun HaMutz B'Sofik will be Nicholkin. And therefore the Gemara's Mashma Mishnah goes according to Sumchis. However, the Lach we hold like the Chachamim, that still we say HaMaitzim Mechaveri all of Araya. You have no right to make the Shema pay you until the Yoni could prove it. Mishnah Gimel. Hashoyel es haporo, if you borrow a cow. Vishil choloi biyad v'noi. And the mashil, that means the owner, sends it now to the Shemer biyad v'noi, in the hands of his son. Or else biyad avdo, in the hands of his evid. Biyad shlucho, istami makes a messenger or shliach. Oy biyad v'noi, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho shol hashoyel. Or else the owner now sends in the hands of the son of the Shomer, or in the Eved of the Shomer, or the Shliach of the Shomer. V'meisa, and the Parah dies on the way to the Shomer, so Potter, such a case the Shomer is Potter. He's not Makabla upon himself, the Chiyav Einsin, until he receives it. What's going to be though, Omaloi Hashoyel? Let's say the Shomer himself said to the owner, Shalchali, please send it to me. Biyad bini in the hands of my son, biyad avdi in the hands of my evid, biyad shluchi, my messenger. Oi, biyad binchoros, even if the shayel says, please send it to me in the hands of your son, biyad avdicho in the hands of your evid, biyad shluchacho in the hands of your shliach. Oi, sha'om aloi hamashal. Or else, even in the case where the mashal, the owner, said to the shayel, hareni mishalchaloch. Biyad bini, listen, I'm going to send this cow to you now with the hands of my son. Biyad avdi, biyad shluchi. Oi, biyad bincho, biyad avdicho, biyad shluchacho. Or else the mashal, the owner, says now to the shayel, I'm going to send it to you with you, through your son, through your ever, through your shliach. V'yom maloi hashayel. And the shemer answers back and says, shalach, send it to me. Vishilcho, and the mashal, the owner, sends it to the shliach. In such a case, for Mesa, even if the cow dies on the way to the shliach, to the shemer, chayiv. In such a case, the shemer is already chayiv. Since the shemer notified the owner to please send it to him, so the owner is like doing a shliach of the shemer. Therefore, as soon as he sends it, right away it's considered in the hands of the shemer. Therefore, the shemer is chayiv if it dies on the way. And the chayim b'shoshem achziro, the same halach applies when the shemer returns it back to the owner, that until the owner receives it, the shemer is still chayiv anointin. Only if the owner, like, said, okay, send it back to me, then it's considered in the owner's hands, then the shemer would be potter. But if the owner did not say that, just the shemer himself is sending it back to the mishalach, sending it back to the owner, then the halacha is the shemer would still be chayiv on all einsin until it comes to the hands of the owner. The Mishnah Dalet, Hamachalif Parah B'Chamor. If somebody is exchanging, I'll give you my cow for your donkey. So they made the exchange, V'yolda, and then the Parah, the cow, gave birth. And we're not sure exactly when did the cow give birth. They give birth before the owner of the Chamor took over, or they give birth before when the Bala Parah still owned it. V'chein Hamoicha Shivchosoi V'yolda. If you are selling now your Shivcha, your maid, to somebody else, and she was pregnant, and she gave birth, and we're not sure now if she gave birth before the sale took place, or did she give birth after the sale took place. So we have a suffix now, who owns the kid? Zeloima Achloimacharti, the original owner says it gave birth before I sold it to you, so therefore it still belongs to me. The Zeloima, the new buyer says, no, Mishalakarti, that it gave birth after I bought it. So this is called Momina Mutta Pesophic, and therefore the locker is Yachloiku. You have to divide it or else sell it and divide up the money. This goes according to Sumchis, according to Svaro Sumchis. Now, Hoyuloi Shnei Avodim, let's say he had two slaves. Echot Godov Yechot Kotan. One was big, one was small. Vechen Shtei Sod, somebody had two fields. Achas Gedoelov Yechot Katana, one was a big field, one was a small field. And he sold one to somebody else. So Halakeyachayim, the one that bought it, said, listen, Godo Lakachti, I bought the big slave, the big field. The moicha, the seller, says, no, any day, I'm not sure which one I meant to sell to you. So such a case, zocha bagodol. That's called the bori v'shema, the bori yizodif, he has the right to keep the bigger field or the bigger evid. What about ha-moicha roimea kotum machart? Let's say the opposite way. The moicha, the seller, says, I know for sure I meant to sell you the smaller one. V'haloyim any yudeya? And then the lokeach says, I do not know. Is ein lo yela kotun? Again, we listen to the bori. So the lokeach, the one that bought it, only has the right to take the smaller one, not the bigger one. What about zeroy megodel, zeroy mekotun? Let's say it's bori of a bori. The one that sold it says, I sold you for sure the smaller one. The one that bought it says, for sure I bought the bigger one. Is yishover ha-moicher, she-ha-kotun mocher? Then we let the moicha swear that he sold the smaller one, and that's all. You can't take it away from the moicha. And the Gemara asks a few questions on this. First of all, we hold Einish Boim al-Kakoyis, Einish Boim al-Avodim, Sakamu, he swears here. So Gemara says the case is talking about that there's money involved. In other words, the case is that the lokeach says, I paid you for the bigger one. And he had a right to be chayzer until the kinyan wrote up a shtar. And now the lekeach wants to be chayzer, wants to retract, and he wants his money back. So he's asking back for the money of the godel. And the moichah says, no, I only took money from you from the cotton. So he's like a moide b'miksas, therefore we make the moichah swear that he does not owe him the rest of the money. What's going to be Zeroyme en Yedeya v Zeroyme en Yedeya? If they both say they do not know exactly how it took place, exactly what he sold, then Yachloiku, then in such a case, we have to divide up this money. Now, Mishnah Hey, Ha Moicher Zeisov Leitzim. If somebody sells his olives for wood, it was like a bad olive tree. It wasn't worth it to keep it alive anymore. So you have a right now to chop it down, like the wood is worth more than the pears. So he sold it to somebody to chop down the tree to use the wood. Now in the meantime, the buyer waited, did not chop it down right away. And in the meantime, the tree gave off some olives. The yosu pochas mervius lasov. It gave off less than mervius of a saw of olives, which means from a saw of olives, it only gave off a revius of a lug of oil, which is a very small amount. So in such a case, we say harei elu shemalazeis. It means the one that bought the tree, he has the right to keep these olives. What's going to be though? Also revius lasov. Let's say it made more, or it made a revius lasov. Then is the shiloh who has the right to keep this oil? The olives, in other words, Zeroyma Zeisegidloi. This one says, the one that bought the tree says, listen, it was my tree that produced them, I keep them. The Zeroyma, and the other one, the Balakaka, says, no, Artsegidlo. Listen, you let it stay in my field. My field is what caused it to grow. Therefore, I want to have these, the olives. So, look, here is Yachlaiku. He has to divide it in half. In other words, in the ratio, it's a svara, the owner of the karka is meichel. Since it's such a small amount, he's meichel that. But here, where it's a large amount of oil, here the bala karka wants it. So therefore, the locher is yachloiku. He has the right to say, listen, it's not you. I only sold you the tree, the wood. You should have cut it off. Who gave you the right to let it grow still, stay in my ground? Therefore, my ground also helped to produce the olives. Therefore, I have a right to get half. What's going to be Shotaf Nohor Zeisov Unisonu Matech Sadeh Chaveroi? Let's say the river overflowed and uprooted your olive tree, and it planted it down the road in somebody else's field. So Zeimer again, and there it produces olives. So Zeimer Zeisa Gidloi, the one that owns the tree, says, listen, it was my tree that produced the olives, it belongs to me. The Zeimer Arzi Gidloi, the second one says, no, listen, as now it's in my field. My field is what is producing the olives. In such a case, again, Yachloiku, the locher, they both split in Hiv. Mishnevov, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveroi. If somebody rents out a house to his friend, Piyamois Hakeshomim in the wintertime, Einu Yochol Ohitziyah Min Hachager Viata Pesach. You're not allowed to throw him out from Sukkis until Pesach. That's called the winter. If you rent him out for the winter, you mean at least until Pesach. Let's say you rent out your house, your apartment, for the summertime. Then for 30 days, you can't throw him out. He has to live there at least for 30 days. Oh, the krachim. What's going to be if somebody rented his house in the big city, where it's very hard to find an apartment there? So then, if you rented him, whether for the summer, whether for the winter, you're not allowed to throw him out less than a year, because it's hard for him to find another apartment. Oh, the chanus. What's going to be if you rent out your store to somebody? Echad ayoros v'echad krochem. Would live in an outside city. Would live in a krochem, the big city. A lot of people live there. Shnei masa chodesh. You can't throw them out earlier than a year. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chanus shal nachtemim v'shal tzaboyim shalashonim. If you rented out somebody your store, then you should use it to be a baker, or you should be a dyer to dye things. Here, people take on credit, and they can't collect his money so fast. So therefore, you have to leave him stay, you have to let him stay there at least for 3 years. The Mishnah Zayin, Hamaskir Bayis Lachaveiro, if you rent out your house to your friend, so Hamaskir, the owner, is Chayv Bedelis. He has to make sure there's a door on the house, Benagir with the bolt, Uvamano, like he locks the door, he has to make sure there's a door with a lock on it. Anything that needs a professional to do it, the owner has to provide it. But something that you do not need a newman, a professional worker, rather the one that's renting could do it himself. So the one that rents the house, he has to fix up the house. The zevel, the manure that's outside the chotzer, the from other behemoths, so it belongs to the balabos, it belongs to him, it's not to the renter. V'yein la seicher el ha'yotze min ha'taner o min ha'kirayim bulvad. The one that rents the house, if he uses the oven in the house, the dirt, like the ashes that come out of it, he has a right to keep. Mashenken, the manure that comes out of the animals, that still belongs to the balabos, that does not belong to the renter. Mishneches, hamaski bayis lechaver l'shono, if somebody rents out his house to his friend for a year, nisabru hashona. What's going to be if there's an extra month in this year? So nisabru l'asoicher, the one that rented it, he has a right to stay extra. Since he rented it for a year, this year has 13 months, he could stay an extra month. Hiskele l'chadoshim, let's say you rent it out to the person by month, each month, then nisabru hashon, if this year has an extra month to it, nisabru l'maskir, the maskir has a right to collect, ask for rent for the 13th month. I'm charging you for each month, have a right to charge you for 13 months. Maisa b'tzipori, once happened a case in Tzipori, b'yechod one person, she sochar merchatz mechavero, he rented out a bathhouse from his friend, b'shnei mos zov, for 12 golden coins, lashana for the year, and midina zov lachodesh, like he said also, I'll pay you a dina zov for each month. So what does he mean now? Does he mean to pay $12 for the year? Does he mean to pay like a golden coin for each month? And this year was an extra year, extra month. His case came in front of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. They said, they have to divide the rent for the 13th month. Like it's a suffix, what do they mean? Do they mean a deal, 12, like 12 coins for the year? Or does it mean a coin for each month? As in, it's a suffix, therefore we paskin yachleiku. Mishnah Tess. Hamaskir bayis lechaver. Somebody rents out his house to his friend. Vinofol, and then it fell. The house caved in during the time when he rented it. So chayiv lahamid lebayis. The owner has to supply for him another house. Hoyukotan. Let's say the first house was small. Lo yasenu godli, can't build up now a big house for him. Godol, if the first house was big, lo yasenu kotan. You're not allowed to give him a small apartment. Like he rented from you for a month. This type of an apartment, you have to see that he's going to have it for a month. And if it collapsed in the middle of the month, you have to give him another one the same size. Echad, if he had one apartment, lo yasenu shnayim, you can't make him two. It's too much tircha to live in two apartments. Shnayim, if he first had two apartments, lo yasenu echad. When you build it up now, you can't make it into one. You have to leave it in two. Lo yifchos me'achalonos, you can't make less windows that were there from before. For lo yosef aleim, you can't make more. Ela midah shnayim, you have to do exactly the way the house was before it fell down. You have to supply him with the same type of a house, not more and not less. Perek tes, hamekabel sodem mechaveroi, if you accept to work on your friend's field, like barisus, that you're going to take half of the profit, you'll split the profit like, is makom shenogu liktzor yiktzor. If the minig of this place is to cut down the tfuah, you'll have to cut it. Lakor yakor, if the minig is to uproot it, you'll have to uproot it. Lachrish achor, if the minig is to plow after you pull off, yachrish plow afterwards. Hakol k'minig hamedin, everything goes according to the minig of that place. Now, k'shem shechokim batfua, the same way they divide up whatever percentage wise they made up in the grain that grows, k'chokim batevenu lakash, the same way also they have a right to divide up in the straw that grows. Now, k'shem shechokim b'yayin, the same way they divide up in the wine, k'chokim b'zmerus u'bakonim, the same thing also they divide up with the zmerus with leaves and with the konim with the staffs that hold the vines up. And both of them, the owner and the one that's renting or that's using the field, has to supply equally for the kanim, for these reeds that the vine lays on, that the vine stays up with, because of these are kanim. If you accept to work on your friend's field, it's a field that needs irrigation. It's not enough with rainwater, and there isn't irrigation there. Or else there's a field that has a tree on it, and it gives off fruit, and that's why you like to work on this field. And now, what's going to be if the well dries up, or else the tree gets cut down? And you accepted to work on this field now, and again, either you're a kabbalon or you're a barisos or a chakirus, that you have to pay back a portion to the owner. So the locher is, ainu menakulu min chakurai. You're not allowed to deduct now from the amount that you have to pay back the owner. Even though, mistoma, you took it because you wanted the tree or because you liked that there's irrigation there. But since you do not speak it out, when they dry up, when it gets cut down, you cannot deduct from the pay you have to pay back. But in Momola, let's say the work is done at the beginning, that Chakorli Sede Beis HaShochen Zeh, like I want to rent and work on this field because it has an irrigation, or Sede Beis Ilon Zeh, as I want to work on this field because it has a tree, a fruit tree, then Yoveh Shamayin, let's say the well dries up, or else Venik Sasilon, the tree gets cut down, then Menakala Min Chakurai, then you have a right to deduct from the pay that you have to give back to the Balabos, because you only agreed to pay so much because of these two things. Mishnah Gimel, Hamakabel Sodei Mechaveiro V'Yaviroi. If you accepted to work on your friend's field, again, Lamachzal Shlish, that you'll divide the profit, and V'Yaviroi, you didn't work on the field at all, you let it be blank that year. So how much do you have to pay back the Balabos? Like, you were supposed to get here for the crop, and you didn't produce anything. So, Shomin Oiso, we have to value here, Kama Realasas, how much this field really was able to give out. And V'Noisun Loi, and then you have to pay back to the owner half of what it was supposed to produce. Shekach Koisulo, that's what you wrote in the Shtar, Im Oivir V'Lo Yavit, if I leave it blank and I do not work on the field, Ashalom B'Meit Fova, I'll pay you back with the best, of the crop that could have grown from this field. So that's the type of payers I have to pay you back with. Mishnah Dalit, Hamakabel Sodei Mechaveiroi, if you accepted to work on the field for your friend, again, the Chakiros, did you get half? But V'Loi Rotzel Anachesh, you do not want to prune the field, like to uproot the Atzofim, or uproot the bad weeds. V'yomaloi, and you say to the Balabos like this, that Ma'ich Pasloch, what difference does it make to you? Listen, I'll pay you your share, or else I'm supposed to pay you a certain amount, 20 bushels. I'll give you 20 bushels of wheat. What's the difference whether I prune the field or not? I'll just lose out, not you. Still, the lochri is ain't shemim loy. The balabos has a right to say, no, I don't want to listen to you, and I have a right to force you to prune the field. Mivnei shiyochol loy meloy, because the balabos could say to him, lomocha, maybe tomorrow. Ata yoytze mimenu, you're going to leave this field tomorrow. V'malalofoni yasovim, and then all the weeds will grow back up, and it'll be hard for me to take care of it. Therefore, right now that you're working on the field, I have a right to force you to prune the field. Mishnah Hey. If somebody accepted to work on a field from his friend, for lo yosaso, and the field did not produce, you worked, you plowed, you seeded, but nothing came out. So it depends. If enough wheat grew that you can make a pile from it, then no, you have to keep to your conditions, and you have to work and give whatever share you made up to give back to the owner. Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Ma kitzpa bakri, what kind of measurement is this, a pile? In other words, the Tanakhama said that if it makes a pile of wheat, then you have to work on the field. But if it produces less than a pile of wheat, then you have a right to quit. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what kind of share is this bakri? Rather, he holds the share is emyeshpa kadei nefilo. Like if enough wheat or seeds grow up, that's how much seeds you would need to seed the field. That's called the Miesh Pokadei Nefila. If that much is produced from this field, then you still have to work on the field. The mission of Ov. Hamakabel Sodi Mechaveroi. If somebody receives a field, he accepts to work on it. Again, like the half goes to him, half goes to the owner. The Yachola Chogov. And there was an arbor, the grasshoppers came and laid up the crop. Oy Nishtefo. Or else a strong wind came and ruined the crop. If this happens to the whole city, got hurt, then the one that's working has a right to take off from paying back the owner. He has a right to say, listen, it's a makas medina, it's not my fault, therefore I do not have to pay you back so much. But im eino makas medina, if this thing did not happen to the whole city, then the one that's renting now has no right to take off from the pay. He has to pay the complete amount that he made up, because Yon has a right to say, listen, it's your mazel that was gorm, you caused it. Reb Yudah says, Im kiblo hemena b'moyis, if he accepted that he's going to take a share in the money, in other words, that the one that's working now has to pay back money to the owner, or else that he himself also takes money. If so, then ben kach enim menachem mincha kuroyim, then the worker has no right to deduct from the pay that he has to pay the balabos. Because since all he's getting is just money, that was not the maka. That was not the makas medina was not upon the money. It was only upon the crop. So if he holds, if the payment had to be with the money, then it does not affect you the fact it was a makas medina. However, the loch is not like Reb Yehuda. We pass on the letter Tamikama. In all cases, if it was a makas medina, then the choker, the one that's renting, working, has a right to deduct from his rent. Mishnah Zayin. If you accept to work on a field and you have to pay back the balabos, like your rent is, you're paying back 10 kurim of wheat for that year. Now, loksa, let's say the tfuah got hurt, there was a makah, it wasn't so good this year. You only have to give him then 10 kurim of this field, even though it's not just good wheat, still you have a right to give him from this field. What about hoyechitel yofis? Let's say the chitim was good, so then lo yoimaloi, you're not allowed to tell him, harein lokech min ashuk. Listen, I owe you 10 kurim of wheat. You know what? I'm going to keep all the wheat that grows on this field, and I'll buy in the shuk in the market 10 kurim to give you. So the worker has no right to do that. The balabas has right to say, I want from my fields, and you have to give him the 10 kur from this field. Mishnah Ches. If somebody accepted a field and the conditions was he's going to plant on it barley, so the locher is lo yizrenu chitim, you're not allowed to change and instead now plant wheat, because wheat takes up more nourishment from the ground, it like ruins the ground more. What about chitim? Let's say your conditions was you're supposed to plant wheat, yizrenu sorim, then if you want to change your mind to plant barley, that's okay, because it ruins the karka less. If you made up to plant tfuah, wheat, grain, you're not allowed to plant beans. Kidneys, because why does kidneys, beans, ruin the karka more? But kidneys, if you accepted the field to work to plant kidneys, then the locher is yizreno tfuah. Then you are allowed to change your mind to plant tfuah, because that does not ruin the field so much. It's only for the good. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, it's also. Just like he said before also, by Chitim and Sarim, he said two times, that Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is Eiser, he also can't be Mishana. You have to do exactly the way the condition was, the way you made it up. However, according to the Halacha, it all depends upon what's better for the field. If it's better for the field, what you're changing for, then you're allowed to change. And the reason why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you're not allowed to change, so there are different reasons in the Gemara. One reason is because the Pasuk says, Sheres Yisrael Yas Avlo, Vlo Yedav Bekozov. Like, you're not allowed to say false. So since you accepted to do it this way, even though maybe the change may be better for the Balabos, still you're not allowed to change. Alright, turn over. Mishnah Tes, Hamakabel Sodi Mechaveroi, Lishonim Muotis. If you accept the field to work again, the Chakirus, that you're going to take a portion, belongs to your, a portion you have to pay back to the owner. So you accept to work on Lishon HaMuatis, means less than 7 years. So Lachor is, Loi Yizren Opishtin. You're not supposed to plant flax on it, because that ruins the karka alone, and you don't get too much from it until 7 years. Like the roots stay in the karka for 7 years, so if you don't plan to be there that long, you have no right to plant flax. V'yein loy b'kuris shikma, and you don't have a right to take from the kuris, the beams of this tree, the shikma tree. Now this tree gives off a lot of good beams for building purpose, and we're talking about that when you like rented this field, you're also allowed to use this tree. However, since you took it for less than 7 years, you're not allowed to cut off the branches, because this wood will not grow back within 7 years. What's going to be though, Kibla Himenu L'Shevashonim, let's say you accepted to use it for 7 years, then Shon Rishoni Yizrenu Pishtin, the first year you are allowed to plant flax, because the roots will stay there for 7 years, but you're going to be there for 7 years. And also V'yeshle B'kara Shikma, you're allowed to take off these branches of this shikma tree, because by the end of 7 years, it will grow back again. Yemishni Yud, Hamakabel Sode Mechaveroi L'Sabu Echod B'Sheva Meyos Zuz. You accepted a field to work on it for 7 years, a straight 7 years, for $700. So the locker is Hashviyas Min HaMinyan. Even though one of these 7 years is Shemitah, that you're not allowed to work, still you have to pay for that year. That was a general deal that for 7 years you're going to pay $700. What about Kiblu Hemenu Sheva Shonim B'Sheva Meyos Zuz? That the condition was, I'll work for 7 years, not for Shavu Echad, which is mashma one straight 7 years. But here you spoke and says, I'm working for 7 years, and I'll pay you $700. Then the locher is, Ein Hashriyas Min HaMinyan. Then we say for sure, what you meant to say is, that I want to be able to use this field for 7 years, 7 working years. For that I'll pay you $700. But the 1 year in between that Shemitah that I'm not allowed to work, for that I'm not paying, that's not part of the Cheshbon. So it depends how you said it. If you said l'shavu echad, or did you say for sheva shonim? Mishnah Yud Alef, schir yoim goiva kol halayla. If you have somebody that works for you by daytime, the locher is he has a right to collect his pay by that night. The owner, the balabos, has to pay him his pay by that, the end of that night. If he waits till the next morning, he's over lav of loisolin pula sochir. Itcha ad boike. What about schir layla? Let's say the person works for you by nighttime. Send the locher is goiva kol hayom. You have to pay him back the next day. By the end of the next day, you have to already pay him back. Schir shoyis. Let's say somebody works for you only for a few hours. Goiva kol halayla b'chol hayom. Then the time to pay him is that whole night and that whole day. Like whatever he's working for, it's that period and the next period of time, you have to pay him back. Schir shabbos. Let's say you hired somebody to work for you for a week. Schir chodesh for a month, schir shana for a year, schir shavua for 7 years. So yotze b'yom, and when he goes out by daytime, goyve kol hayom, he has a right to collect that whole day. The owner has to pay him back by the end of that day. Yotze b'layla, if he goes out at nighttime, then goyve kol halayla b'chol hayom, then he has a right to collect, or the balabas has to pay him either by that night, or else the next day. And the Gemara comes out, really, the last part of this Mishnah is really in Achleikis. It's only going according to Rebbe Shimon, that he holds, if you go out Balayla, so the Balabas has the right to pay him even the next day. And the same thing would apply if he goes out by daytime, also you can pay him the whole day and the next night. The Tanakhama is the one that says no, if he goes out by daytime, you have to pay him by that whole day. And the same thing, if he goes out by nighttime, you'll have to pay him by the end of that night. So what they said about Mishnah is that we hold Schiris Einim Eshtalemes Elulub Seif. When somebody works for you, really, when is the time you have to pay him? When he finishes work. And but when he finishes work, here the Torah says, like two psukim, one pasuk is, Loisolun Pula Sochir Itcho Ad Boiker, and now I'll leave over the pay by you until morning, which means you have to pay him by nighttime. Another pasuk says, B'yoymer Titin Tzchorav Loitobi Olav Hashemesh, you have to pay him by daytime. So when it comes out by regular worker, if he works at night, then the locher is, even though true, he's supposed to pay him at the beginning of the next morning, like at the end of the night, but you have the whole next day to pay him. Or if he's working by daytime, he finishes at the end of the day, so that's the time to pay him, but you have that period the whole night to pay him. If you wait and pay him later, then you're over this laugh. Now, echot schar odom, whether you hired a man to work for you, the echot schar behema, whether you rented an animal to work for you, the echot schar kelim, whether you rented a kelim to use, there's such a law that you have to pay back the pay that you owe for the owner to the person that's renting, that's giving it to you. You have to pay him back by that day. If he's a worker, you have this law not to hold over the money to you until the morning. You're supposed to pay him by nighttime. When was this said? Vizman shetavo. Only if the worker comes and asks you for the money, then you have to give it him. But leisavo, let's say the worker does not come and ask you for the money, then ain't over love, then you're not over this love. But you do not have to run after him, he has to come to you to ask you for the money. Himcho etzachenveni, let's say the worker, you made up with him, instead of coming to get the pay from me, from the owner, you can go to your grocery store, and you can take groceries on my cheshbin. I go to the banker and he can take the money from the banker. So then the locher is ain't a worry for love. That the balabos is not over the lav because he made up with the worker. The pay is not going to be from me, but the pay is go to the grocery store and take your grocery or go to the banker. Let's say a worker comes at the day when he's supposed to collect. And he tells Bezdin, listen, I went to the Baal Boss, he's not paying me. So locher is, we believe the worker that he did not get paid yet, and therefore it's Tchonim of the Rabbanon of Nishpav Noitel. He could swear that he did not get paid, and he has a right to receive the money. Of Azman, let's say the Zman went by already, the day passed by when he's supposed to collect, then Eina Nishpav Noitel, then we do not believe him that he did not get paid, because he's supposed to collect his pay that day, and most probably he did get paid. Because if he didn't, he should have come to Bezdin then. So if he comes to Bezdin later on, we do not believe him. Im yesh edim shetovoy. But let's say the socher has edim that he did ask the Baal HaBos for money on that day, just he didn't receive the money, then hareza nishba v'noitel, then he has a right even later on to be nishba, to swear to Bezdin that he did not receive the money yet, and then he'll be able to collect. Now, Ger Toshev, Yesh Poy Mishum, V'yoyma Titin Tzchoroi. Or Ger Toshev is also Bechlaudis Lav. If he hires somebody, he has to pay. But V'yem Poy Mishum, Loisol, and Pula Socher, Ritzchad Boiker. He's not Bechlaudis Lav. Now, this Ger Toshev here is not a real Ger, he's not a real Jew. He's still a guy, he's only Mekabel to be Nizir on the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So if on this Postik of V'yoyma Titin Tzchoroi, the other Postik says, Oy Migercha Sheva Sherecha. The Vidashna applies even to a Ger Toshev also. Mashenka in the second pasuk of Lesol and Pula Socher Echad Boiker, there it does not say Ger, there we say it only applies to a Yisrael or a regular Ger, but not to a Ger Toshev. Mishnah Yud Gimel. How Malves Chavera, if you lent your friend money, and then it comes to get paid, and he doesn't have money to pay you back. The locher is Lo Yimashchenu El Bebezdin. You're not allowed to go take a pledge away from the Loiva unless you do it with Bezdin. And even the Bezdin, according to Amman Diyoma, is not allowed to go into his house to take away the Mashkin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Bachutz Tamud, you have to wait outside. And the Loiva has to bring the Mashkin outside. Hoyu loy shnei kelim, let's say the Loiva has two kelim, so noitel echot umaniach echot. You have to leave one there and only take one. You have to return the pillow at night time because the Leiva needs it at night time. If you take away his plow, you have to make sure you give back the plow by daytime because he needs it. Let's say the Leiva dies, then the Malva does not have to return it to the Yorshov, but rather the Malva can keep it. Since the Leiva that died owed him money, he has a right to keep this pledge for his money. Even when the leiv is alive, you only have to return these pledges for the first 30 days. But after 30 days goes by, and the leiv still does not pay you, then you have a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin sells this mashkin, and you keep the money. Alamona, it's a question of a widow that she lent money and now she has to pay back and she doesn't have money. So Ben she aniya, whether she's poor, Ben she ashira, is aim a mashkin and isa. Bezdin does not go down to an almona to take away a mashkin, even though she owes somebody money, we do not take a mashkin a pledge from her. Shenema, the pasuk says, Loi sachbo begin almona. You're not allowed to take for a pledge the clothing of a widow. If you take a mashkin, the rechayim, the millstone from somebody, so over b'loisa say, you're over a lav. V'chayiv mishum shnei kelim, and you're over the lav on two kelim of the rechayim. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yachbo rechayim v'rochav. The pasuk calls it like two different kelim, the rechayim and the rochav. And Mishnah says, "V'loy rechayim v'rechev uvad amru." The pasuk does not only mean like there's two lavim, two parts to the keli of a millstone of a rechayim v'rechev. Ela kol dav v'shoichel shoisin boy koichel nefesh. Any type of a thing, tools that you use for koichel nefesh, the kli bishol kli afia, you're not allowed to take away from mashkin either, because the person needs this to live on, so you're not allowed to take it away. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ki nefesh uchayvul," like you're taking away his nefesh, like anything he needs to live on. These things you're not allowed to take away from him for a mashkin. You're up to Perek Asiri, Mishnalef. Habayis for haliyah shol shnayim. There's a downstairs and an upstairs that belongs to two different people. Shenoflu, the whole house caved down, caved in. So lochrish shneihem cholkim beitzmu vavonim uva offer. Both of them are like shutfis, like partners, and they both have an equal share in the wood, in the stones, and in the dirt. V'royin elu avonim haruyis lishtaber. And they have to look upon the stones that are royi to be broken. Now this is talking about now in the case that we know exactly how the house caved down. So we can know like which stones broke, especially if we know where you found them. Therefore we say the stones that are fit to be broken, if it's the upstairs stones that should have been broken, so we say the upstairs man gets all the broken stones, and the one that has the downstairs apartment, he has the right to get all the whole stones. What about the Mahoya Echod Mehem Makim Mixas Avonov? Let's say one of the two recognized that these stones belong to him, like he recognized he has paint on them, he knows that these bricks came from his apartment, then Neutland, and of course he has a right to take them, and the Yerlis Leimen Acheshben, that goes into the count how many Shlemim he can get. In other words, we make an account like he gets 50 whole ones and he gets 50 whole ones. So if he recognized which ones is his, that's part of his Cheshben. Now Mishnah Beis, Habayis V'Haliyah Shoshnayim. And upstairs and downstairs, again, they belong to two different people. Now, nifchaso ho'aliyah. Let's say the top one, like we're talking about now, that the roof, really it's the floor of the top one, which is the roof of the bottom one, caved in a little bit, like four tfachim, at least of it, caved in. That's called nifchaso ho'aliyah. The top floor caved in, and really the balabos living below has a chiyuv to fix it. But v'yein balabayis roitzel asak, and the balabos living on downstairs does not want to fix it. So locher is a rei bal ho'aliyah yored v'dor lamato. The one that's renting upstairs has a right now to move downstairs and to live with the balabos downstairs. Ad shi'asak and less ho'aliyah, until the bottom one, the owner will fix up the top, fix his apartment. Rabbi Yossi says ha'tachta noisin es ha'tikro v'yohel yoynes ha'mazivo. That Rabbi Yossi argues on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yossi yells the bottom one only has to put up the tikra, that's the roof, that's the beams itself. But that they smear some tar or some cement on top of the beams, that's called the maziva, that the elyon, that one on top, has to fix himself. Mishnah Gimel, Habayis v'yoliyah shel shnayim shenoflu. Again, an upstairs apartment and a downstairs apartment belong to two different people living there, and now the house caved in. So the one that's living on top, he owned his apartment, where he owned this apartment, he's now telling the one that owned the bottom apartment, listen, you build up first, and then I'll build up on top of you. But for who ain't a right to live nice? The one owning the bottom apartment does not want to build up his part first. So Arei Bal Ho'aliyah, the locker is the one that owns the upper apartment, like has this chus to build his apartment on top of the bottom one. So Boines Abayis, he has the right to first build the bottom one. And Vadar Betoicha, he could live there in the meantime. Until the one owning the bottom apartment pays him for the expenses he had in building the apartment. When he pays him the expenses he has, then he'll move out and build the top. Reb Yudah says, no, it's still considered the bottom one is living in his friend's apartment, because like he's building it for his friend. So how can he live there without paying him? So he'll have to pay him rent for the fact he's living there in the meantime. Ella, rather, what's the yetzer here? That the top one has to build both the bottom stairs and the upstairs. Well, mekares aliyah, he has to put a roof on the top, because he has to make it ready to be livable. And then, if he wants for yosheb abayis, then he has the right to live downstairs. Until the bottom man pays him for the expenses he had in building the apartment. In other words, Reb Yehuda holds that if you only have built the downstairs, so it's called like a zenener v'zechosa, like you don't have a place to live yourself. Well, since you're a choser, therefore you're going to have to pay him for the rent. But if you have your own apartment already upstairs, so now it's called, you're even by living downstairs, you're called a zenener. True, you're living downstairs, but lechosa, you're not losing out, because really you have an apartment upstairs. So in such a case, you'll be put, you don't have to pay him rent. So then you have a right to live there, and also to force by the bottom man to pay you for the expenses that you had in building it. Mishnah Dalet, v'chein beis habad. The same thing if you have an olive press. Shoyu bonu baselo. It was built on a mountain, let's say. Teicha harana, in a place of rocks. V'gina achas agabov. And there's a gina, there's a garden on top of this beis habad, on top of the olive press. And they belong to two different people. And now v'nifchas, now the gag, the roof of the olive press, like caves in, and therefore the kark of the gin is also being affected. It's also not fit to plow there now, to seed there now. So harebal hagina yorid v'zor lamata, the one that owns the upstairs, the garden has a right now to go downstairs and to plant in his beis abad. Achiyase l'beis badoi kipin, until he'll make like a good roof. Is beis habad a good strong roof like, so therefore the ground will stay up on top of it, and then he'll be able to plant on top of that. Ha-koisel v'yu'ilon shenofel l'rishos harabim, somebody's wall or somebody's tree fell down into the rishos harabim, v'hezekoi, and it does damage. I'm talking about now, it was an honest, you didn't realize it, it wasn't your fault that it fell down. So lochor is potter m'lishalem, you're potter from paying like an honest, therefore you're potter. But what's going to be nosno loizman lokutz as Elon for lister as a koisel? Like Bezdin saw this tree was very weak, or the wall was weak, about to fall down. So Bezdin gave you a time, warned you, listen, you're going to have to knock down this tree or knock down the wall. So then it depends. If the tree or wall fell down before your time is up, it's still called you're an onus your potter. But if it fell down after the time is up, then you're chayif. Like you should have fixed up, that you should have knocked down the wall beforehand. Mishnah Hey, Mishahoya Kosloi Somok Laginas Chaveiro Venofel. If you have a wall, and it's on the end of your property, next to your friend's Gina. And what happened was, the wall caved down, and it fell down into your neighbor's property. And your neighbor tells you, listen, I want you to clean up your stones. All your stones fell into my garden. Clean them up. So the owner of the castle says, listen, if you want to, you can keep them. I don't need them anymore. Take them for yourself. If the second person does not want to do that, he does not want to have to clean it up, he doesn't need the stones, so then he does not listen to the balabos. The balabos, the owner of the wall, has to come and clean it up. But what's going to be Mishakibal Olov? Let's say the second person accepted. Okay, very good. You don't want them. I'll take the bother of cleaning them because I need the stones. So if the second one accepted, then Omaloi, Helach Es Yitzir Secho, v'aniyeta leshali, ein shemim loy. Now let's say the original owner of the stone, of the wall, wants his stones back and he'll tell you, listen, I'll pay you for the bother, for the expenses you had of cleaning them, picking them up, but give them back to me. Is ein shemim loy, we do not listen to you anymore. Since Lamayasi, you gave it over, you were makni, you said he can keep it, since his chotzer is kind of him, it belongs to him, you can't take it back. If you hire a worker, he's supposed to work for you, working in the straw, tevin of akash, to collect them from your soda, or else I'm in a hefka, wherever you want them to collect the straw from the fields. And then the worker says, listen, give me my work, I finish work and give it to me. And the Balabo says to the Poyol, toil mashro sisi bischorcho, listen, you can take all this tevin, all the straw that you collected, keep it like I owe you $10, so keep $10 worth of the straw. So ein shemuloi, the poyo does not have to listen to the balabos. He has a right to say nothing doing. I want $10. You have to pay me $10. What about mishikibul olov? Let's say the soicher says, okay, you let me keep this straw. I'll take it instead of my pay. So once he accepted, then omaloi. Then the balabos says to the soicher, helech schorcho. I changed my mind. Here, take $10 better. Vani etel eshali. I want to take back my own. Ein shemuloi. Again, we do not listen to the balabos. Once he already was makne, he told the seicher, they can keep it, the poyol, it's theirs, you have no right to take it back. If somebody takes out his manure to the Rishus Rabin, the people should trample over it to make it better. So, ha-moitzi, moitzi, v'yamizabil, mizabil. The one that takes it out, takes it out. And the one that wants to be mizabil, use a fertilizer, has a right to use it. That means like you're not allowed to leave it there in the Rishus Rabim. So if you want to take out your manure to sell it, so Hamoitzi Moitzi, the one that takes it out, and then right away, Vamazabel Mazabel, the one that wants to buy it to use it for fertilizer, he has to buy it right away. Not allowed to leave it there. However, the Gemara Bakama says that Yeshua made a Tanai in Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to leave it there for 30 days. There's a certain time when everybody brings out their manure to sell it, so you're allowed to leave it there in the Rishus Rabim for 30 days. Now, ain't sharing tit rishus rabin. Not let her let your tit, your like cement, be stored there in the rishus rabin. Because it also takes a long time, and now let her leave it there a long time. The ain't loivnim levainim. You can't make bricks in the rishus rabin. The same thing, it takes a long time. Goivlin tit rishus rabin. But if you have the cement ready just to mix it up, goivlin, that you're allowed to do in the rishus rabin. Avoloy levainim, but not to mix up the bricks, that takes a long time. Somebody's building something, you're building a house and near the Rishus Rabin, and you have to use the Rishus Rabin like to store your things there. So Haboyne Rishus Rabin, Hamevi Avonim Mevi. Whoever brings the stones has to bring it right away. The Haboyne Boyne, and right away you have to use it to build your house. In other words, you can put it down, but right away you have to use it, you can't leave it there too long. But if it does damage, you have to pay for the damage that it caused. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, af mesakinu es malachtoi lefnei shloishim yoim. That he holds no, he holds if a person is building near the Rishus Rabin, so he has the right to prepare himself for the things that he needs 30 days. Because afu mesakin es malachtoi lefnei shloishim yoim, like 30 days he has the right to prepare himself for building the house, he could use the Rishus Rabin. And according to him, if it does damage, he's potter, he's not chayiv ben izokin. But Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Mishnah Vav. Shtei ginois zu agav zu. If you have two gardens, they're not equal levels. One's higher level, one's a lower level. Like there's a slant that goes straight down, and then you have a bottom level of a gina. Now, v'hayorek ben tayin, on this slant going down, there's a vegetable growing out there. So the question is now, who owns this vegetable? Rabbi Meir says, Shel Elyon, it belongs to the one that owns the top property, the top gina. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shel Tachton, it belongs to the one that owns the bottom gina. So like this, Rabbi Meir says what his svar is. Rabbi Meir's svar is it belongs to the top one. Rabbi Meir says, Emir Elyon, Likech Etzafaroi, if the one living on top wants to take away his dirt, is Ein Kanyor, there won't be any more vegetable. Like it's growing on this land. But if the top one will chop, will cut down, take away all his dirt, there won't be any more slant, so there won't be any more yerek. So therefore, for sure, it's getting its yinikum from the top one's property, therefore belongs to the top one. Omer Reb Yudav Yudah says no. Im yirtza ha-tachta and lamalas es ginosai, if the bottom one will want to fill up his gina, in other words, raise the level of his ground, and just keep on pouring more and more ground on top of it, so it'll like knock out that root, it'll knock out the yerek, it won't be able to live there. As ain kan yerek, the vegetable won't be able to grow. So it's growing because of the property of the bottom one. So that's the machlokes Ramei and Reb Yudah. Omer Reb Meir Ramei says like this. Since both of them have a right to stop the other one from doing it, from growing over there, if so, Lord, it's true, the top one could take away, the bottom one could build up, they both could stop the other one, like from it growing. So now what should we do? So he says, so Rabbi Meir says, a svara, Royim, we have to see, Mehechen Yorek Zechai. Where does it get its nourishment from? Where does it live from? From which dirt does it get its nourishment? So that's Ramea's Sora, gets his nourishment from the top one's dirt, therefore belongs to the Elyon. Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Kol she Elyon, yochol lifshet es yodeh v'litoil, harayu shaloi. If the one on the top level, if he could just bend over, and with his hand reach to where the yerek is growing and pulling it off, so pshita belongs to him. Like it has his nourishment, it's growing from his ground, and he could reach it, so pshita belongs to him. V'hashar shal tachtein, but if the top one cannot reach down and get it, then it's a svar, belongs to the bottom one. Since he has access, he's the one that could get it. Like from the bottom one, you could take a ladder and go up. So therefore, it's a svar, it belongs to the bottom one. But it's a svar that the yellow one is like the mafkira, he's mafkirit. Since he can't get it, it's a svar, he's mafkirit to the bottom one. All right, we'll stop here. Slika, Masechta, Baba Metzia.